past, and now I'm not gonna try.
Once a month, Martha. I've gotten used to it. Once a month, and we get misunderstood, Martha. The good-hearted girl underneath the barnacles. The little miss at the touch of kindness that bring the bloom again. And I believed it more times than I want to remember, because I don't want to think that I'm that much of a sucker. I don't believe you. I just don't believe you. There is no moment, there is no moment anymore when we could come together.
Well, maybe you're right, baby. You can't come together with nothing, and you're nothing. Snap. It went snap tonight at Daddy's party. I sat there at Daddy's party, and I watched. I watched you sitting there, and I watched the younger men around you, the men who were gonna go somewhere. And I sat there, and I watched you, and you weren't there. And it snapped. It finally snapped. And I'm going to howl it out. And I am not going to give a damn what I do. And I'm going to make the damn biggest explosion you ever heard.
You try it, and I'll beat you at your own game.
Oh, is that a threat, George?
That's a threat, Martha.
Oh, you're going to get it, baby.
Be careful, Martha. I'll rip you to pieces.
You aren't man enough. You haven't got the guts.
Total war?
Total.
Well, she's resting.
Oh.
Yeah? Is she all right?
I think so. Now, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, forget about it.
Happens all the time around here.
She'll be all right.
She lying down? You put her upstairs on a bed?
No, actually, may I? She's in the bathroom, on the bathroom floor. She's lying there.
Wow. That's not very nice.
She likes it. She says it's cool.
Still, I don't think...
Look, if she wants to lie on the bathroom floor, let her. Maybe she'd be more comfortable in the tub?
No, she says she likes the floor. She took up the mat. She's lying on the tiles. She lies on the floor a lot. She really does.
Oh.
She gets lots of headaches and things, and she always lies on the floor. Oh. Is there ice?
What?
Ice. Is there ice?
Ice?
Ice, yes.
Ice.
Ice.
Attaboy.
Oh, yes, I'll get some.
Well, go. Besides, we want to be alone.
I wouldn't be surprised, Martha. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, you wouldn't, huh?
Not a bit, Martha.
No?
No. You'll try anything, Martha.
Well, actually, she's very... frail and
slim-hipped?
Yes, exactly.
That why you don't have any kids?
Well, I don't know that that has anything to do with anything.
Well, if it does, who cares, huh?
Pardon? What? I'm sorry.
I said...
Oh, yes.
Hey, hand me a cigarette, lover. Huh. That's a good boy. Ah, thanks. Oh, now, for being such a good boy, you can give me a kiss. Come on.
Look, I don't think we should...
Oh, come on, baby. A friendly kiss?
Wow.
You won't get hurt, little boy.
Not so little.
Oh, I'll bet you're not. Come on.
But what if he should come back in and,
George? Oh, don't worry about him. Besides, who could object to a friendly little kiss? It's all in the faculty. We're a close-knit family here. Daddy always says so. Daddy wants us to get to know each other. That's what he had the party for tonight, so... Come on, let's get to know each other a little bit.
It isn't that I don't want to, believe me.
You're a scientist, aren't you? Come on, make an experiment. Make a little experiment. Experiment on old Martha.
Not very old.
That's right, not very old, but lots of good experience. Lots of it.
I'll bet.
It'll be a nice change for you, too.
Yes, it would.
And you could go back to your little wife all refreshed.
She wouldn't know the difference.
Now, nobody else is gonna know either. Take it easy, boy. Down, baby. Don't rush it, huh?
Come on, girl.
Later, baby. Later.
I told you. I'm a biologist.
I know. I can tell. Later, huh?
Who's afraid of you? Ah, here we are. Ice is for the lamps of China. Manchuria thrown in. You better watch those yellow bastards, my love. They aren't amused. Why don't you come on over to our side and we'll blow the hell out of them? Then we can split up the money between us and be on Easy Street. What do you say?
Well, sure. Hey, Ice.
Right. Hello, Martha, my dove. You look radiant.
Thank you.
Well, now, let me see. I've got the ice.
Gotten.
Got, Martha. Got is perfectly correct. It's just a little archaic, like you.
What are you so cheerful about?
Let's see now. I've got the ice. Can I make someone a drink? Martha, can I make you a drink?
Yeah, why not?
Indeed, why not? Martha, you've been nibbling away at the glass.
I have not.
I see you're making your own, which is fine. Fine, I'll just hooch up Martha here, and then we'll be all set.
All set for what?
Why, I don't know. We're having a party, aren't we? I passed your wife in the hall. I passed the John, and I looked in on her. Peaceful. So peaceful. Sound asleep, and she's actually sucking her thumb.
Oh.
Rolled up like a fetus, sucking away.
Well, I suppose she's all right.
Of course she is. There you are.
Thanks.
And now one from me. It's my turn.
Oh, never, baby. It's never your turn.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that, Martha.
You moving on the principle the worm turns? Well, the worm part's okay, because that fits you fine. But the turning part? Uh-uh. You're in a straight line, buddy boy, and it doesn't lead anywhere. Oh, except maybe the grave.
Well, you just hold that thought, Martha. Hug it close. Run your hands over it. Me, I'm going to sit down, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to sit down over there and read a book.
You're going to what?
I am going to read a book. Read. Read. Read? You've heard of it?
What do you mean you're going to read? What's the matter with you?
There's nothing the matter with me, Martha. I'm going to read a book, that's all.
We've got company.
I know, my dear, but it's after 4 o'clock, and I always read around this time. Now, you go about your business. I'll sit here very quiet.
You read in the afternoon. You read at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't read at 4 o'clock in the morning. Nobody reads at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now, now, now.
He's gonna read a book. The son of a bitch, he's gonna read a book.
So it would seem.
Well, we can amuse ourselves, can't we?
I imagine so.
We're going to amuse ourselves, George.
Uh-huh, that's nice.
Oh, you might not like it.
No, no, now you go right ahead. You entertain your guests.
I'm going to entertain myself, too.
Good, good.
Ha, ha, you're a riot, George.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm a riot, too, George.
Yes, you are, Martha.
You know what I'm doing, George?
No, Martha, what are you doing?
I'm entertaining one of the guests. I'm necking with one of the guests.
Oh, that's nice. Which one?
Oh, by God, you're funny.
Is someone at the door, Martha?
Never mind that. I said I was necking with one of the guests.
Good, good. You go right on.
Good?
Yes, good. Good for you.
Oh, I see what you're up to, you lousy...
I'm up to page 100 and...
Cut it! Just cut it out! Goddamn bongs!
They're chimes, Martha. Why don't you go back to your necking and stop bothering me? I want to read.
Miserable... I'll show you.
No. Show him, Martha. He hasn't seen it. Maybe he hasn't seen it. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
I have no respect for you.
And none for yourself, either. I don't know what the younger generation's coming
you
to.
You don't even.
Care, you're quite right. I couldn't care less. So you just take this bag of laundry here, throw her over your shoulder.
You're disgusting.
Because you are going to hump Martha, I'm disgusting?
Motherfucker! Go wait for me. Go wait for me in the kitchen. Come on, baby. Please, wait for me. In the kitchen. You're good, baby. Now you listen to me.
I'd rather read, Martha, if you don't mind.
Well, I do mind. Now you pay attention to me. You come off this kick, Your Honor, or I swear to God I'll do it. I swear to God, I will follow that guy into the kitchen, and then I'll take him upstairs, and
I... So what, Martha?
Okay. You asked for it, and you are gonna get it.
Lord, Martha, if you want the boy that much, have him, but do it honestly, will you? Don't cover it over with all this footwork.
I'll make you sorry you made me want to marry you. I'll make you regret the day you ever decided to come to this college. I'll make you sorry you ever let yourself down.
And the West, encumbered by crippling alliances, and burdened with a morality too rigid to accommodate itself to the swing of events, must eventually fall. That's right. Go at it. I'm going to get you, Martha. I'm going to get you.
Act 3. The Exorcism.
Hey, where is everybody? So, drop me. Pluck me like a goddamn, whatever it is, creeping vine, and throw me over your shoulder like an old shoe. George? 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 What are you doing? Hiding or something? George! Oh, fuck. Deserted. Abandoned. Left out in the cold like an old pussycat. Can I get you a drink, Martha? Why, thank you, George. That's very kind of you. No, Martha. No, why I do anything for you. Would you, George? Why I do anything for you, too? Would you, Martha? Why, certainly, George. Martha, I've misjudged you. And I've misjudged you too, George. Where is everybody? Hump the hostess. Fat chance. Fat chance. Oh. Daddy? Daddy? Martha is abandoned. Left to her own vice at something o'clock in the old AM. Daddy White Mouse, do you really have red eyes? Do you? Let me see. Oh, you do. You do. Daddy, you have red eyes. Because you cry all the time. Don't you, Daddy? Yes, you do. You cry all the time. I'll give all you bastards 5 to come out from where you're hiding. I cry all the time too, Daddy. I cry all the time. But deep inside, so no one can see me. I cry all the time. And Georgie cries all the time too. We both cry all the time. And then what we do, we cry and we take our tears and we put them in the ice box in the goddamn ice trays until they're all frozen. And then we put them in our drinks. Up the drain, down the spout, dead, gone, and forgotten. Up the spout, not down the spout. Up the spout, the poker night. Up the spout. I've got windshield wipers on my eyes because I married you, baby. Oh, Martha, you'll be a songwriter yet. Blink. Clink. Clink. Clink.
My God, you've gone crazy too.
Clink?
I said you've gone crazy too.
Probably.
You've all gone crazy. I come downstairs, and what happens?
What happens?
My wife's gone into the can with a liquor bottle. And she winks at me. Winks at me.
She's never wunk at you? What a shame.
She's lying down on the floor again, the tiles all curled up, and she starts peeling off the label off the liquor bottle, the brandy bottle.
Oh, we'll never get the deposit back that way.
And I ask her what she's doing, and she goes, shh, nobody knows I'm here. And I come back in here, and you're sitting there going, clink, for God's sake, clink.
Clink!
You've all gone crazy.
Yeah, sad but true.
Where's your husband?
He is vanished.
Poof! You're all crazy. Nuts.
Oh, well, 'tis the refuge we take when the unreality of the world weighs too heavy on our tiny heads. Relax. Sink into it. You're no better than anybody else.
I think I am.
Well, you're certainly a flop in some departments.
I beg your pardon.
I said you're certainly a flop in some...
I'm sorry I disappointed you.
I didn't say I was disappointed, stupid.
You should try me sometime when we haven't been drinking for 10 hours and maybe...
I wasn't talking about your potential. I was talking about your performance.
Oh.
Your potential's fine. It's dandy. Absolutely dandy. I haven't seen such a dandy potential in a long time. Oh, but baby, you sure are a flop.
Everybody's a flop to you. Your husband's a flop. I'm a flop.
You're all flops. I am the Earth Mother and you're all flops. I disgust me. I pass my life in crummy, totally pointless infidelities. Would-be infidelities. Hump the hostess? That's a laugh. A bunch of boozed up, impotent lunkheads. Martha makes goo-goo eyes, and the lunkheads grin and roll their beautiful, beautiful eyes back and grin some more. And Martha licks her chops, and the lunkheads slap over to the bar to pick up a little courage. And they pick up a little courage, and they bounce back over to old Martha, who does a little dance for them, which heats them all up mentally. And so they slap over to the bar again and pick up a little more courage. And their wives and sweethearts stick their noses up in the air, right through the ceiling sometimes, which sends the lunkheads back to the soda fountain again, where they fuel up some more, while Martha Pooh sits there with her dress up over her head, suffocating. You don't know how stuffy it is with your dress up over your head, suffocating, waiting for the lunkheads. So finally, they get their courage up. But that's all, baby. Oh my, there is sometimes some very nice potential, but oh, my. My, my, my. But that's how it is in a civilized society. All the gorgeous lunkheads, poor babies. There's only one man in my life who has ever made me happy. Do you know that? One.
What do you call it? The lawnmower or something?
No. I'd forgotten him. But when I think about him and me, it's almost like being of wire. No, I didn't mean him. I meant George, of course. George, my husband.
You're kidding.
Am I?
You must be.
Him? Him.
Sure, sure.
You don't believe it?
Why, of course I do.
You always deal in appearances.
Oh, for God's sake.
George, who is out somewhere there in the dark. George, who's good to me and whom I revile. Who understands me and whom I push off. Who can make me laugh and I choke it back in my throat. Who can hold me at night so that it's warm and whom I will bite so there's blood. Who keeps learning the games we play as quickly as I can change the rules. Who can make me happy and I do not wish to be happy. And yes, I do wish to be happy. George and Martha. Sad, sad, sad.
Sad.
Whom I will not forgive for having come to rest, for having seen me and having said, yes, this will do. Who has made the hideous, the hurting, the insulting mistake of loving me and must be punished for it. George and Martha, sad, sad, sad.
Sad?
Who tolerates, which is intolerable. Who's kind, which is cruel. Who understands, which is beyond comprehension.
George and Martha, sad, sad, sad.
Someday, some night, some stupid liquor-ridden night, I will go too far, and I'll either break the man's back or push him off for good, which is what I deserve.
I don't think he's got a vertebrae intact.
You don't, huh? You don't think so. Oh, little boy, you got yourself hunched over that microphone of yours.
Microscope.
Yes, and you don't see anything, do you? You see everything but the goddamn mind. You see all the little specks and crap, but you don't see what goes on, do you?
I know, when a man's had his back broken, I can see that.
Can you?
You're damn right.
Oh, you know so little. And you're gonna take over the world, huh?
All right, now...
You think a man's got his back broken because he makes like a clown and walks bent, huh? Is that really all you know?
I said all right.
Ooh, the stallion's mad, huh? The gilding's all upset.
You swing wild, don't you? Just anywhere.
Ha! Ha! I'm a Gatling gun. Ha!
Butchery is pointless.
Oh, you poor little bastard.
It ordered everything.
Go answer the door.
What did you say?
I said go answer the door. What are you, deaf?
You want me to go answer the door?
That's right, lunkhead. Answer the door. There must be something you can do well. Are you too dumb to do that, too? Can't you get the latch up, either?
Look, there is no need...
Answer it! You can be houseboy around here for a while. You can start off being houseboy right now.
Look, lady, I'm no flunky to you.
Sure you are. You're ambitious, aren't you, boy? You didn't chase me around the kitchen and up the goddamn stairs out of mal-driven passion, did you not? You were thinking a little bit about your career, weren't you? Well, you can just houseboy your way up the ladder for a while.
There's no limit to you, is there?
No, baby. No. Go answer the door. Look, boy. Once you stick your nose in it, you're not gonna pull out just whenever you feel like it. You're in for a while. Now, get!
Aimless, wanton, pointless.
No. Just do what you're told. Show old Martha there's something you can do. Huh? Attaboy!
I'm coming, for Christ's sake.
Wonderful, marvelous. Just as you go, everywhere I go, people always...
Stop that!
Sorry, baby. Come on now, open the little door. Oh, how lovely!
Flowers! Flores para las muertas! Flores! Sonny, you've come home for your birthday at last!
Stay away from me.
That's the houseboy, for God's sake.
Really? That's not our own little Sonny Jim? Our own little all-American something or other?
Well, I certainly hope not. He's been acting awful funny if it is.
Oh, bad. Chippy, chippy, chippy.
I brought you these flowers, Marta, because I will cut you. Oh, hell, gee.
Pansies, rosemary, violence. My wedding bouquet.
Well, if you two kids don't mind, I think I'll just...
You just stay where you are. Make my hubby a drink.
I don't think I will.
No, Martha, no. That will be too much. He's your houseboy, baby, not mine.
I'm nobody's houseboy.
Now! I'm nobody's houseboy now.
Vicious
children, huh? That's right. Vicious children with their oh-so-sad games, hopscotching their way through life, etc., etc. Is that it?
Something like it.
Screw, baby.
Oh, him can't. Him too full. Of booze.
Really? Mm. Here, dump these in some gin.
Oh.
What a terrible thing to do to Martha's snapdragons.
Is that what they are?
Yep. And here, I went out in the moonlight to pick them for Martha tonight and for our sunny boy tomorrow for his birthday.
There is no moon now. I saw it go down from the bedroom.
From the bedroom? Well, there was a moon.
There couldn't have been a moon.
Well, there was. There is.
There is no moon. The moon went down.
There is a moon. The moon is up.
I'm afraid you're mistaken.
No, no.
There is no goddamn moon.
My dear Martha, I did not pick Snapdragon in the stony dark. I did not go stumbling around Daddy's greenhouse in the pitch.
Yes, you did. You would.
Martha, I do not pick flowers in the blink. I have never robbed a hothouse without there is a light from heaven.
There is no moon. The moon went down.
That may very well be, Chastity. The moon may very well have gone down, but it came back up.
The moon does not come back up when the moon has gone down. It stays down.
You don't know anything. If the moon went down, then it came back up.
Bullshit!
Ignorance, such... ignorance.
What you you're calling ignorant?
Once, when I was sailing past Mallorca, drinking on deck with a correspondent who was talking about Roosevelt, the moon went down, thought about it for a little, considered it, you know what I mean, and then, pop, came up again. Just like that.
That is not true. That is such a lie.
You must not call everything a lie, Martha. Must she?
Hell, I don't know when you people are lying or what.
You're damn right.
You're not supposed to.
Right.
At any rate, I was sailing past Mallorca.
You never sail past Mallorca.
Martha.
You were never in the goddamn Mediterranean at all.
I
ever.
Certainly was. My mommy and daddy took me there as a college graduation present.
Was this after you killed them?
Maybe.
Yeah? Maybe not, too.
Jesus. Damn you!
Truth and illusion. Who knows the difference, eh, Toots?
We're never in the Mediterranean. Truth or illusion. Either way.
If I wasn't in the Mediterranean, how did I get to the Aegean, huh?
Overland.
Yeah.
Don't side with her, houseboy.
I'm not a houseboy.
Look, I know the game. You don't make it in the sack, you're a houseboy.
I am not a houseboy.
No? Well, then you must have made it in the sack. Yes? Yes? Someone's lying around here. Somebody isn't playing the game straight. Yes? Come on, come on. Who's lying, Martha? Come on.
Tell him I am not a houseboy.
No, you're not a houseboy.
So be it.
Truth and illusion, George. You don't know the difference.
No, but we must carry on as though we did.
Amen.
Snap! Went the dragons. Here we go around the mulberry bush, huh?
Thank you.
Skip it.
I said, here we go around the mulberry bush.
Yeah, we know. Snap, go the dragons.
Snap.
Don't, George.
Snap.
Don't do that.
Shut up, stud.
I'm not a stud.
Snap. Then you're a houseboy. Which is it? Which are you, huh? Make up your mind, either way. Snap, you disgust me.
Well, does it matter to you, George?
Snap. No, actually, it doesn't. Either way, snap.
Stop throwing those goddamn things at me.
Either way, snap. I've had it.
You want me to do something to him?
You leave him alone.
If you're a houseboy, baby, you can pick up after me. If you're a stud, you can go protect your plow. Either way, everything.
Oh, for God's sake.
Truth or illusion, George, doesn't matter to you at all?
Snap. You got your answer, baby.
Got it.
You just gird your blue-veined loins, girl. Now, we got one more game to play. And it's called Bringing Up Baby.
Oh, for Lord's sake.
George.
I don't want any fuss. You don't want any scandal around here, do you, big boy? You don't want to wreck things, do you, huh? You want to keep your timetable, don't you? And you, pretty miss, you like fun and games, don't you? You're a sport from way back, aren't you?
All right, George, all right.
Good. Good. But we're not all here. You, your little white flit isn't here.
Look, she's had a rough night now. She's in the can and she's...
Well, we can't play without everyone here. Now that's a fad. We gotta have your little wife, Sowie.
Sowie.
Cut that. And get your butt out of that chair and bring the little dip back in here. Now be a good puppy. Fetch, good puppy. Go fetch. One more gone.
I don't like what's going to happen.
Do you know what it is?
No, but I don't like it.
Maybe you will, Martha.
No.
Oh, it's a real fun game, Martha.
No more games.
One more, Martha. One more game, and then Betty bye. Everybody pack up his tools and baggage and stuff and go home. And you and me, well, we gonna climb them well-worn stairs.
No, George, no.
Yes, baby.
No, George, please.
It'll all be done with before you know it.
No, George.
No climb stairs with Georgie.
No more games, please. It's games I don't want. No more games.
Oh, sure you do, Martha. Original game girl and all, of course you do.
Ugly games. Ugly. Now this new one?
You'll love it, baby.
No, George.
We'll have a ball.
Please, George, no more games.
Why don't you touch me? You keep your pores clean for the undergraduates. Now, you listen to me, Martha. You have had quite an evening, quite a night for yourself. And you can't just cut it off whenever you've got enough blood in your mouth. We are going on, and I'm going to have at you, and it's going to make your performance tonight look like an Easter pageant. Now, I want you to get yourself a little alert. I want a little life in you, baby.
Stop it!
Put yourself together. I want you on your feet and slugging, sweetheart, because I'm going to knock you around and I want you up for it.
All right, George. What do you want,
An
George?
An equal battle, baby, that's all.
You'll get it.
I want you mad.
I'm mad.
Get madder.
Don't worry about it.
Good for you, girl. Now, we're going to play this one to the death.
Yours.
You'd be surprised. Now, here come the tots. You be ready for this.
I'm ready for you.
Here we are. You a bunny, honey?
Bunny, honey.
Well, how's the bun?
Bunny funny.
Jesus. Bunny funny, good for bunny.
Come on, George.
Honey, funny bunny.
Stop.
Jesus, God. All right, here we go. Last game. I'll sit. Martha, this is a civilized game.
Just get on with it.
Hello, dear.
It's almost dawn, for God's sake.
Hello, dear.
Well, speak to your little wifelet, your little bunny, for God's sake.
Hello, honey.
Oh, that was nice. I think we've been having a real good evening, all things considered. We've sat around and got to know each other and had fun and games. Curl up on the floor, for example.
The tiles.
The tiles. Snap the dragon.
Peel the label.
Peel the what?
Label. Peel the label.
I peel labels.
We all peel labels, sweetie. And when you get through the skin, all three layers, through the muscle, slosh aside the organs, them which is still sloshable, and get down to bone, you know what you do then?
No.
When you get down to bone, you haven't got all the way yet. There's something inside the bone, the marrow, and that's what you gotta get at.
Oh, I see.
The marrow, but bones are pretty resilient, especially in the young. Now, take our son.
Who?
Our son, Martha's and my little Joy.
Do you mind if I...
No, you go right ahead.
George.
Yes, Martha?
Just what are you doing?
Why, love, I was talking about our son.
Don't.
Isn't Martha something? Here we are on the eve of our boy's homecoming, the eve of his 21st birthday, the eve of his majority, and Martha says don't talk about him.
Just... Don't.
But I want to, Martha. It's very important we talk about him. Now, Bunny and the houseboy or stud here, whichever he is, don't know much about Junior, and I think they should.
Just don't.
Hey, you. You want to play bringing up baby, don't you?
Were you snapping at me?
That's right. You want to hear about our bouncy boy?
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And you, my dear, you want to hear about him too, don't you?
whom?
Martha's my son.
Oh, you have a child?
Oh, indeed do we ever. Do you want to talk about him, Martha, or shall I?
Don't, huh? George.
All right. Well, now, let's see. He's a nice kid, really, in spite of his home life. I mean, most kids will grow up neurotic, while with Martha here carrying on the way she does, sleeping till 4 in the p.m., climbing all over the poor bastard, trying to break the bathroom door down to watch him in the tub when he's 16, dragging strangers into the house at all hours.
Okay, you...
Martha!
That's enough.
What, do you want to take over?
Why would anybody want to wash somebody who's 16 years old?
Oh, for Christ's sake, honey.
Well, why?
Because it's your baby boo.
Our son. You want our son? You'll have it.
You want a drink, Martha?
Yes.
We don't have to hear about it if you don't want to.
Who says so? You in a position to set the rules around here?
No.
Good boy. You'll go far. All right, Martha. Your recitation, please.
What, George?
Our son.
All right. Our son. Our son was born in a September night, a night not unlike tonight, though tomorrow, and 21 years ago.
You see, I told you.
It was an easy birth.
Oh, Martha, no. You labored. How you labored.
It was an easy birth once it had been accepted. Relaxed into?
Ah, yeah, better.
It was an easy birth once it had been accepted, and I was young.
And I was younger.
And I was young, and he was a healthy child, a red, bawling child with slippery, firm limbs.
Martha thinks she saw him at delivery.
With slippery, firm limbs and a full head of black, fine, fine hair, which later, later became blonde as the sun, our son.
He was a healthy child.
And I had wanted a child. Oh, I had wanted a child.
A son? A daughter?
A child. A child. And I had my child.
Our child.
Our child. And we raised him. Yes, we did. We raised him.
With teddy bears and an antique bassinet from Austria. And no nurse.
With teddy bears and transparent floating goldfish and a pale blue bed. With cane at the headboard when he was older. Cane, which he wore through, finally, with his little hands in his sleep.
Nightmares.
Sleep. He was a restless child.
Oh, Lord.
Sleep. And the croup tent, a pale green croup tent, and the shining kettle hissing in the one light of the room that time he was sick. Those 4 days, and animal crackers, and the bow and arrow he kept under his bed.
The arrows with the rubber cups at their tip.
At their tip, which he kept beneath his bed.
Why? Why, Martha?
For fear. For fear of...
For fear. Just that. For fear.
And sandwiches on Sunday night and Saturdays a banana boat. The whole peeled banana scooped down on top with green grapes for the crew. A double line of green grapes and along the sides stuck to the boat with toothpicks, orange slices, shields.
And for the oar?
A carrot.
Or a swizzle stick, whatever was easier.
No, a carrot. And his eyes were green with... If you peered so deep into them, so deep. Bronze parentheses around the irises. Such green eyes.
Blue, green, brown.
And he loved the sun. He was tan before and after everyone. And in the sun, his hair became fleece.
Fleece.
Beautiful, beautiful boy.
Absolve Domine animus omnium fidelium defunctorum ab omni vinculo delicotrum.
And school, and summer camp, and sledding, and swimming.
Gratia tua illis succurrente, mirantur evidere judicium ultionis.
Oh, he broke his arm? How funny it was. Oh, no. I mean, it hurt him, but it was funny. In the field, his very first cow, the first he'd ever seen, and he went to the field, to the cow, where the cow was grazing, head down, busy, and he mooed at it. He mooed at it, and the beast, oh, surprise, swung its head up and mooed at him, all 3 years of him, and he ran, startled, and he stumbled and fell, and he broke his poor arm. for now.
Et luces aeternae beatitudine perfui.
George cried. Helpless George cried. I carried the poor lamb, George snuffling beside me. I carried the child, having fashioned a sling across the great fields.
In paradisum deducante angelus.
And as he grew, and as he grew, oh, so wise, he walked evenly between us, a hand out to each of us for what we could offer by way of support, affection, teaching, even love. And these hands, still, to hold us off a bit, for mutual protection, to protect us all from George's weakness and my necessary greater strength, to protect himself and us.
In memoria aeterna ere justus ab auditione mala non temebit.
So wise. So wise.
What is this? What are you doing?
Shh.
Okay.
So beautiful. So wise.
All truth being relative.
It was true. Beautiful. Wise. Perfect.
There's a real mother talking.
I want a child.
Honey.
I want a child.
In principle?
I want a child. I want a baby.
Of course, this state, this perfection, couldn't last. Not with George. Not with George around.
There, you see, I knew she'd shift.
Go be still.
Sorry, Mother.
Can't you be still?
Dominus Fibus.
Not with George around. A drowning man takes down those nearest. George tried, but oh, God, how I fought him. God, how I fought him. Lesser states can't stand those above them. Weakness and imperfection cries out against strength, goodness, and innocence. And George tried.
How did I try, Martha? How did I try?
How did you... What? No, no, no. He grew. Our son grew up. He is grown up. He's away at school, college. He's fine. Everything is fine.
Oh, come on, Martha.
No. That's all.
Just a minute. You can't cut a story off like that, sweetheart. You started to say something. Now you say it.
No.
Well, I will.
No.
You see, Martha here stops just when the going gets good, just when things start getting a little rough. Now, Martha here is a misunderstood little girl. She really is. Not only does she have a husband who is a bog, a younger-than-she bog, albeit, not only does she have a husband who is a bog, she has as well a tiny problem with spirituous liquors, like she can't get enough.
No more, George.
And on top of all that, poor way-down girl, plus a father who really doesn't give a damn whether she lives or dies, who couldn't care less what happens to his only daughter. On top of all that, she has a son. She has a son who fought her every inch of the way, who didn't want to be turned into a weapon against his father, who didn't want to be used as a goddamn club whenever Martha didn't get things like she wanted them.
Lies! Lies!
Lies? All right. A son who would not disown his father, who came to him for advice, for information, for love that wasn't mixed with sickness. And you know what I mean, Martha? Who could not tolerate the slashing, braying residue that called itself his mother. Mother! Ha!
All right, you. A son who was so ashamed of his father, he asked me once if it possibly wasn't true, as he had heard from some cruel boys, maybe, that he was not our child, who could not tolerate the shabby failure his father had become.
Lies.
Lies? Who would not bring his girlfriends to the house?
In shame of his mother.
Oh, of his father, who writes letters only to me.
Oh, so you think. To me, at my office.
Liar.
I have a stack of...
You have no letters.
And you have?
He has no letters. A son who spends his summers away, away from his family, on any pretext, because he can't stand the shadow of a man flickering around the edges
who
of the
house.
Who
spends his summers away, and he does, who spends his summers away because there isn't room for him in a house full of empty bottles, lies, strange men, and a harridan...
Liar!
Liar!
A son who I have braced as best I can against vicious odds, against the corruption of weakness and petty revenge.
A son who is deep in his guts, sorry to have been born.
I have tried. Oh, God, I have tried. The one thing I tried to carry pure and unscathed through the sewer of this marriage, through the sick nights and the pathetic, stupid days, through the derision and the laughter, through one failure compounding another failure, each attempt more sickening and more numbing than the one before, the one thing, the one person I have tried to protect, to raise above the mire of this vile and crushing marriage, the one light in all this hopeless darkness, our son! Stop it! Just stop it!
Why, baby? Don't you like it?
You can't do this!
Who says?
I say!
Is this game over?
Yes, yes it is!
Oh, not by a long shot. Got a little surprise for you, baby. It's about Sonny Jim.
No more, George.
Yes, leave her be.
I'm running this show. Sweetheart, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. For us, of course. Some rather sad news.
What is this?
Well, Martha, while you were out of the room, while the two of you were out of the room, I mean, I don't know where, hell, you both must have been somewhere. While you were out of the room for a while, well, the doorbell chimed, and, well, it's hard to tell you, Martha.
Tell me.
And what it was good old Western Union, some little boy about 70.
Crazy Billy?
Yeah, Martha, that's right, Crazy Billy. And he had a telegram, and it was for us, and I have to tell you about it.
Why didn't they phone it? Why did they bring it? Why didn't they telephone it?
Some telegrams you have to deliver, Martha. Some telegrams you can't phone.
What do you mean?
Martha, I can hardly bring myself to say it. Well, Martha, I'm afraid our boy isn't coming home for his birthday.
Of course he is.
No, Martha.
Of course he is. I say he is.
He can't.
But he is. I say so.
Martha, our son is dead. He was killed late in the afternoon on a country road with his learner's permit in his pocket. He swerved to avoid a porcupine and drove straight into...
You can't do that.
Large tree.
You cannot do that.
Oh, my God. I thought you should know.
Oh, my God, no.
No, 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 no. You cannot do that. You can't decide that for yourself. I will not let you do that.
We'll have to leave around noon, I suppose.
I will not let you decide these things.
Because there are matters of identification, naturally, and arrangements to be made.
You can't do this! I won't let you do this! Get your hands off me!
You don't seem to understand, Martha. I haven't done anything. Now, pull yourself together. Our son is dead. Can you get that into your head?
You can't decide these things!
Lady, please.
Never go!
Now listen, Martha, listen carefully. We got a telegram. There was a car accident, and he's dead. Poof. Just like that. Now, how do you like it?
No!
Let her go. She'll be all right now.
He's not dead.
He is dead. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison.
You cannot. You may not decide these things.
He hasn't decided anything, lady. It's not his doing. He doesn't have the power.
That's right, Martha. I'm not a god. I don't have the power over life and death,
do I? You can't kill him! You can't have him die!
Lady, please.
You can't!
There was a telegram, Martha.
Show it to me! Show me the telegram!
I ate it.
What did you just say to me?
I ate it. Good for you, Martha.
Do you think that's the way to treat her at a time like this? Making an ugly goddamn joke like that? Huh?
You're not gonna get away with this.
You know the rules, Martha. For Christ's sake, you know the rules.
What are you two talking
about? I can kill him, Martha, if I want to.
He is our child.
And I have killed him. Yes.
I think I understand this.
Do you?
Jesus Christ, I think I understand this.
Good for you, Buster.
Jesus Christ, I think I understand this.
You have no right. You have no right at all.
I have the right, Martha. We never spoke of it, that's all. I could kill him any time I wanted to.
But why? Why?
You broke our rule, baby. You mentioned him. You mentioned him to someone else.
I did not. I never did.
Yes, you did.
Who?
To me. You mentioned him to me.
I forget. Sometimes when it's night and when it's late and everybody else is talking, I forget and I want to mention him, but I hold on, but I wanted to so often. Oh, George, you pushed it. There was no need. There was no need for this. I mentioned him, all right, but you didn't have to push it over the edge. You didn't have to kill him.
Amen.
He didn't have to have him die, George.
Requiem aeternam dona eis domine.
Et lux perpetua lucia eis.
That wasn't needed.
It will be dawn soon. I think the party's over.
You couldn't have... any?
We couldn't.
We couldn't.
Home to bed, children. It's way past your bedtime.
Honey?
Yes.
You two go now.
Yes.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Nothing.
All right. Time for bed.
Yes.
You tired?
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
Sunday tomorrow. All day.
Yes. Did you have to?
Yes.
It was... You had to?
Yes.
I don't know.
There was... time.
Was it?
Yes.
I'm cold.
It's late.
Yes.
It will be better.
I don't know.
It will be. Maybe.
I'm not Sure.
No.
Just us?
Yes.
I don't suppose maybe we could...
No, Martha.
Yes. No.
You all right?
Yes. No.
Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? Virginia Woolf. Virginia Woolf.
I am. George.
Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I am. George. I am.
In Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Martha was played by Juliet Stevenson, George by Alex Jennings, Honey by Anastasia Hilly, and Nick by William Hope. The director was Cherry Cookson.